Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear skies, while Jerusalem is basking in warm sunshine. In Haifa, the day remains breezy, a perfect opportunity for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, after the Israeli strike, Iran is rehabilitating the strategic energy facility. More than a year after the Israeli attack on the South Pars gas field, Iran announces it has completed 70% of the rehabilitation at the refinery. This update comes from Mariv, just in. Also, an Israeli drone attacked a vehicle in the suburbs of Damascus. According to Al Jazeera, the attack occurred in the Beit Jan area in the southwestern suburbs of Damascus, reported by Walla earlier this hour. Also this hour. A scenario worrying the IDF in Judea and Samaria is highlighted. A drill simulating the events of October 7th took place in Mount Hebron, with concerns voiced by a battalion commander. This report comes from Israel Hayom this morning. Separately, Defense Minister responds to the U.S. ambassador in Turkey, contradicting Trump's position. Israel Katz issued a statement regarding the Israeli strike in Idlib, pointing out inaccuracies in the ambassador's response, reported by Israel Hayom earlier this hour. And finally, a scoop on the Mike Rogers AIPAC rupture shaking the Michigan Senate race. The tension highlights how far AIPAC's political standing has fallen amid voter anger over the war in Gaza. Axios provided this update just in. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eyal Yacobi, commenting on recent events posted just minutes ago. Ynet Global reported earlier today that Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz, stated the Syria strike followed clear intelligence of a Turkish planned move threatening Israel. I24 News English also posted earlier that Katz criticized U.S. envoy Tom Barrack, claiming his remarks contradict official Trump policy. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Iranian energy facility. According to Mariv, Iran's announcement of significant progress in rehabilitating the South Pars gas field highlights their resilience. Despite previous setbacks from Israeli strikes, Iran continues to restore its key infrastructure. This development could impact regional energy dynamics significantly. Turning to the drone attack near Damascus, Walla reports that the strike targeted a vehicle in Beit Jan, marking another instance of rising tensions in the region. The area, known for being a strategic location, suggests ongoing military activity. The implications for regional security remain uncertain. Meanwhile, concerns in Judea and Samaria are growing. Israel Hayom details a drill on Mount Hebron simulating past events, emphasizing the IDF's preparedness for potential threats. The presence of forces in sensitive areas continues to be a strategic priority for Israel. On the diplomatic front, Israel Katz's response to the U.S. ambassador in Turkey underscores the complexity of international relations. As reported by Israel Hayom, Katz's statement reflects ongoing tensions in diplomatic circles, especially regarding the situation in Idlib. This could affect future engagements between Israel, the U.S., and Turkey. Lastly, in political news, the tension between Mike Rogers and AIPAC is creating ripples in Michigan's Senate race. Axios highlights voter discontent with AIPAC's stance on the Gaza conflict, showcasing a shift in political alliances. This could influence upcoming electoral outcomes. Turning to business and markets. First, a former Mossad official warns about Turkey's role as a logistical rear for terrorism. Walla Business reports this concern, highlighting Turkey's controversial position within NATO. Separately, a crisis event declared at Ben Gurion Airport has disrupted travel. Katek notes that baggage shutdowns delayed 140 flights, affecting over 107,000 passengers expected to pass through the airport today. And finally, Israel's GDP growth is linked to NVIDIA's rising revenue. According to Globes, NVIDIA's networking division is boosting the Israeli economy, marking a significant contribution to growth. And Enzison. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.